Tullamore RFC ahead of what should be an incredible final with Longford. We were chatting to them last night. I have three lads in front of me who are a key part of the team. Tom Maloney, the manager. We got Tom Gilligan here, and we got Ivor Scully as well. A nice little representation in terms of geographically of the club and in terms of the team itself and what they've done this year. Ivor, you're very welcome along.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be in another Towns Cup final, you know, and it's great to be a part of the club from the underage and coming right through the ranks and being involved in the team this year. And it's been a successful year so far, you know, but looking forward to the end of the campaign now, which is next Sunday in Edenderry, come 3:30 and get on the pitch now. A lot of talk. We kind of put a lot of talk in relation to the Towns Cup behind us because we were concentrating on the round robin, but now it's time to concentrate on the goal at hand, which is the Towns Cup final, you know, the kind of like it's the cup. It has a little soft spot in my heart from when I was a young lad. It was always about Towns Cup. Like, I know, fair enough, the club has changed. They're thinking it was concentrate on the league first, and then we'll see what way we are after Christmas with cup campaigns. But it's great to be back in the Towns Cup final again now.
Tom, you're Tom Gilligan first. You're in a sense, you're talking about a man here who knows Offaly rugby a bit better than most, having played West Offaly as well. It's great to be involved in this Tullamore side, I'd say now.
It is. The Towns Cup is probably a new thing for me anyway. We wouldn't have had much success there before with West Offaly, but at the same time, it's a hugely important competition to Tullamore, and obviously they have a good record in the competition, and hopefully we can build on that next week. We've had a very successful year to date, and hopefully we'll just add to that next Sunday. Longford will be very strong opposition, and we'll really have to work to get our win up there.
Tom, Towns Cup rugby is important to this club, but people might forget that Tullamore haven't won a league up until this year. So, you know, there's this kind of a sense that you've done so well this year that people think you've been here winning leagues for years. That's a great, great indictment of the work that's been put in and how strong this team is, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose the holy grail for years was the Towns Cup, and for the club to move across to understanding how important the league was, and that's down all through the clubs. Like winning your Leinster League, you get to compete at an All Ireland level. So the league has come up in importance. As Ivor said earlier, like, you know, the magic is about the cup, you know, and there is a magic about it down through the years. You know, the likes of Brian Gerty's dad, Matty Gerty, Paddy Galvin, guys like that won a Towns Cup in the mid 70s for Tullamore, and nothing happened till 2006, right? And the club has moved on and since this, like, you know, we had a great day today here in Monivea, tough ground out, a tough win, you know, but like the under 13s qualified for a Leinster final today. Under-19s were beaten in a Leinster semi-final. You know, under-17s play a league final tomorrow. So it's all about club. Under-12s are down here with us today, and they've witnessed history today. Under-12s seen us going senior. So you know, the cherry now, the jewel and the crown now, hopefully, you know, lads will have to focus in. They'll be very sore the weekend, but after the weekend they'll have to focus in now, and a big game next week in Edenderry. There's a bit of history from some of them to be dealt with. Like, there's the three in a row that were lost. Like, that has to be left behind now by these guys, right? And it's a personal thing for themselves. Like, Longford know what we're about now. They've seen us for the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to be a tough game. It's always a tough, close match down through the years between ourselves and Longford. But big game in Edenderry, and we're looking forward to it.
Lads, How serious is this team? Because you seem, if we were to try to identify a team that maybe take rugby as seriously as possible, you go, oh, surely it's Tullamore because you're winning Everton. Maybe Ivor, you can take that first. But I have no doubt, I'm listening to the lads, I can see them coming in here in the clubhouse afterwards, they're enjoying their rugby. But how do you enjoy your rugby and win as much as you do?
I think going back, Tullamore were always knocking on the door on the league, you know, always finishing in the top four, never able to go that next step, you know, to cross the finish line, so to speak, with the league. We're always there, thereabouts, but never actually grabbed the bull by the horns and actually said we'd go for it. And I suppose, I think, if you go back to actually, not the start of August or July in pre-season, I'd say go back to May, where we all started boxing. We did a fundraising night for the club. And I think we kind of gelled together as a team, as a unit then. And, you know, like, lads went toe-to-toe that night and literally pound for pound box the heads off each other, but in the bar afterwards they had their arms around each other laughing and having the crack. And we've brought that kind of camaraderie and morale with us throughout the season, and as this, you know, from start to finish with the season, we only went one game at a time. We've never actually spoken about winning this cup or winning that cup. We've only actually taken it game by game, week by week, and I think we've never taken our focus off any of our games. We're just week by week, and as a result of that, you can see it today. You know, it's been the biggest year in the club's history, you know, and it's great to be part of it. Like, you know, but apart from the players on the pitch, there's a lot of work goes on in the background. Like, you know, the mammies, we call them, like, they look after us when we come down home from training. They have food for us after training. Like, it's the small things that make it such a successful year. And it's small things like that. When you come in after training, there's a warm bit of grub there for you. You know, there's drinks for the lads. It's the small things that add to the whole season and add to the magic of it. Like, and it's been a great season so far. So come next Sunday, like Tom said, let's put the jewel in the crown.
There's been only a couple of low points, Tom, just in terms of Kildare and maybe Wanderers. Maybe just give us a contrast what the dressing room was like in there and how you dealt with the defeat in Wanderers, for example.
Well, I suppose, as everyone keeps saying in the club, we take every game as one game at a time. And when we lost the game, all we could do was turn ourselves around and try and build for the next weekend. And that's the way we've took the season all year. So obviously we're hugely disappointed to lose both games, but we knew the league was within our grasp. We knew we had control of the league, and it was about building for the next game and trying to add on to our previous wins to try and pull away from the rest of the pack.
Do you overanalyse games? Do you find that, Tom? Do you find them overanalyzed? I remember I interviewed Aaron after the Newbridge game, and do you know, he was gutted with the way they played in Newbridge that night, despite the fact that they won. But you know the type of game it was there.
Yeah, there was. We tended to do that a bit earlier in the season, and a league is a marathon, yeah. Right? And you know, sometimes result is important, and you can't play well every day, right? So yeah, we tended to do that more so at the beginning of the year. They said as players, from my position as players, I have a very easy job. They set very high standards for themselves. Now, sometimes too high, right? And we have to stand back and say, look, we mightn't have played as well as we like, but we got a result, and the result allows us to move on. But, I mean, you know, you can see all the guys around here, like, they're all very content. They're very happy in each other's company, right? Like, Towns Cup final starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Court Hotel in the swim pool. And that'll be the first talk about that. Business done today, we start tomorrow. Guys will come from the pool into bar support the seconds, and we'll be back in training Tuesday night. Yes, we were sometimes early in the year too hard on ourselves. You know, tough match today, got a result. Would we be happy with performance? Absolutely not. Doesn't matter, it doesn't. We got a result. We've qualified for something we never thought we'd see in our lifetimes, right? We wanted to win the 1A league. This is all. We're in bonus territory now, right? And I think for the guys now themselves, you know, I hope for themselves, right, that they can go now and finish something that I've never seen done in my lifetime, and I don't think it'll be done in Leinster rugby history again. So I do hope for themselves now that they're men enough to go and do that.
Tom, will you be waking up every morning? All you'll be thinking about is rugby. Is that the way it is when you commit to a team at this level of rugby, which, you know, is so successful?
Well, it is. After every game, we sit back and enjoy what we have achieved. But like Tom said, it's following Sunday, we hit the pool, we talk about next week, we build for that week. We think about all we think about is rugby all week long. Yeah. Think about Tuesday night, how can we prepare better? Thursday night, how can we prepare better? And then come Saturday, to be in the right frame of mind to go out and play another game. Obviously, we're playing this Sunday, we have an extra day, but it won't affect our mentality. We will be focused on the Towns Cup, and that's where our focus starts from now onwards.
Ivor, who in the camp is just, who's the messer? Who's relaxing everyone in the dressing room? Take me into the dressing room. It's you, isn't it? You're getting the point in it.
There's a great kind of morale in the dressing room. You've got the characters who kind of like take the serious side of things, and you know, Aaron Devlin will be one of them. Like, you know, he's been an inspiration as a captain. Like, you know, you'd stand shoulder to shoulder with him any day. Like, you know, and, like, if myself and Adrian Hanley, who's another messer on the team, and Rob Connors, if we're acting the maggot a bit much, he's like a teacher in the classroom. He'll throw the look and he'll give a bark, and he'll pull his reins back in, and you'll stop your messing. Like, you know, but I think you have to have those characters on a team. You know, like the lads that can bring the seriousness to it. But then, like, you know, you have to enjoy your rugby too, and we've been enjoying our rugby, and you have to be able to have the banter and the crack as well, and have a good combination of both. And I think we've actually had that good combination the last couple of years, and then this year it's just all clicked together, like on and off the pitch. Like, you know, there's a good buzz afterwards, like that. We enjoy the win. We try not to overanalyze it. Have the bit of crack and a bit of messing afterwards. But like, come to Sunday, we're in the pool. It's back to the drawing board then. And then on Tuesday night, we build back again for the following game. Like, you know, but it's all about enjoying ourselves while, you know, being serious. Because at the end of the day, we want to finish out what we started. And like, I was a part of that 3 in a row Towns Cup teams that lost those 3, and like, as far as I have a ghost to slay come next Sunday, along with a couple of other lads on that team, and we'll be giving everything we can to finish out what has been a great season for Tullamore.
You have a savage crew of supporters. Like, how important is it doing it for them? You mentioned Brian's dad and the Towns Cup winners of the 70s and stuff. How important, I'll let any of you take that, how important is it to deliver for them?
Look at it, Aaron said it below in his few words after the match, you know, Cantorque this year was unbelievable. Like, okay, they had a huge crowd out there, but I mean, our people turned up as well. Like, and it was a day that you could justify staying at home. It was a miserable, wet, dirty day. It was too far. Good crowd came to Port it down. Crowd here, I suppose, and the same people, you know, the guaranteed, and we've people now back in the wagon who've been missing for a few years, and they're back enjoying the rugby again, which is wonderful. And there's a great spirit around the club. And I mean, you know, you consider this morning there was mayhem at the club, right? We had 8s, 9s, 10s blitz locally, 11s went away, 12s went away, 13s went away, 19s went away. We were joining there. We had to like just bedlam in the club.
You're ready for senior now, aren't you?
Well, you know, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We are. Someone said, "Are you afraid of it?" No, I said, "Let's have a lash ahead, right?" Yeah. You know, can we improve? Of course, we can improve. Can we do things better? Of course, we can do things better. You know, but I think, you know, we've been lucky in this campaign. Like, John Mylan has with Nina. He's been senior with Nina. He knows what it was about. He brought us to the round robin. He had that experience. We're very lucky, particularly with John Burns getting him back full time from Carlo, right? You know what I mean? Great guy. We're delighted to have John, and the influence he has and the respect the backs have for him is incredible. And I've been very lucky with Noel Brown came on board there 2 years ago to help me in my job. And so some days I have nothing to do. Vinnie Wire there looks after the warm up, and his young lads are there and they look after everything for us. So we've a whole lot of people working, right? And it's great. And we've got to continue to build on that, right? And they talk about community clubs. That's what we are, right? We're built in the community. They're all anyone we have is within 10-15 miles of Tullamore, or if they're not from within it, they're working in it. So you know, they're the challenges ahead, and we look forward to them. You know,
lads, just for the two players, what are the two Johns like to work with? I'll start with you, Tom.
They're extremely sharp coaches. Yeah. They're very good at finding our strengths and opposition's weaknesses. So that's what we focus our goal on. We don't overly focus on opposition. We take our own game week in, week out. We know where we're strong, and we try and work on our strengths. We try and change our game around when we need to as well, but they're very sharp. They're very much aware of the change that you have to do, the changes you need to win a game. The two guys have huge experience, obviously, in the sense that John has come up to Nina as a player going senior, and he knows what it takes to go senior. And John Burns is coaching every day of the week with underage, with Carlo, when he was in Carlo, and so on. So they're very good to work with. They're shrewd operators, and it's my pleasure working with them, so it is.
No one can work you out. Is that why no one can? Like, I mean, I've been covering club rugby for years. Someone asked me how Tullamore play. I can't work it out. Everyone thinks they have the solution to beat Tullamore. Everyone says they're beatable. I think I know their weakness. But no one seems to can work you out. Like, why is that? Is it like Tom says? Is it the way you adapt from one game to the next?
It is. Like, you know, we just concentrate on our own game. And fair enough, you know, you do. John Whelan and Johnny Burns, they look at the other team and look at what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we talk a little bit about it, but we mainly focus on the way we want to play, and we ask teams week in, week out, like, to step up to the mark, and if you're able to step up to the mark, you know, then fair play. But like, we respect teams, like, you know, like, it's not as if we take this for granted and like we're all walking around with our heads high. You know, we've worked hard, like, you know, all year, the last couple of years, and it's not just the players as well, it's the behind the scenes as well, like. And you know, like, we respect Longford as a team, and you know, come next Sunday it's going to be another battle. But like, you know, like you said, we play our game, and we adapt. If Route 1 isn't working, we have the players, and you know, with the coaching that we've got, we can adapt and we can change it, and we can run that wide game, and or if it's on for us to come up to middle, you know, we have the players in the certain positions that we're able to adapt to different games and change it up as we see fit. So it's a great with the players that we have, but also the coaching that goes on in the background, and it's a great mix that way, that it balances out, and you can see that on the pitch.
All right, around the table to finish, what would a Towns Cup medal mean to you? I'll ask you all individually. I'll start with you, Tom.
For me, it would at this stage it'd mean the world, because we've had such a successful season. I'm very much new to Towns Cup, as I said earlier. I know how important Tullamore take Towns Cup. It has been the most important competition for them in the club's history. So if we could add to that and gain one more Towns Cup medal, it would just be the icing on the cake.
Yeah, I think I said it already, Rob. We have a chance now. These guys have a chance to write themselves in the history book, right? I've worked with them now, particularly, known most of these guys for years. I worked particularly close with them for the last 2 years, right? And I'd be very, very, very proud to say with these guys next Sunday in Eden Derry, if they're to win the Towns Cup final, because I think they'll put themselves into the history book, and I really hope they do it. Personally, I hope they do it for themselves.
Tom said earlier, you know, like the Holy Grail is the Towns Cup of club junior rugby, like, you know, and like it's like you have the All Ireland Cup now, which is a great thing as well, and it just doesn't have the prestige that the Towns Cup has. That bit of magic, like, you know, like you take for example, you see the first round of Towns Cup, you saw Gorey beating Dundalk. That's the magic that the Towns Cup has, like, you know. And for me, like, and I speak on behalf of lads that have played in Towns Cup finals, the three that we lost, we have a ghost to slay, and I want to slay that ghost come the 21st in Eden Derry, and that's my agenda.
Lads, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the day. Thanks a million.
Cheers, all.